And now, more about the challenges faced by Afro-Caribbeans hoping to immigrate to the U.S. Census figures show many Caribbean immigrants are concentrated on the East Coast. 6 out of 10 live in New York, Miami, and Fort Lauderdale, and most are from Haiti and Jamaica. Jocelyn McCalla is a Haitian-born immigrant advocate and heads the National Coalition for Haitian Rights, based in New York. He spoke earlier with NPR's Ed Gordon.
So much has been made over the last month or so about immigration, but there are those who suggest that African and Caribbean people are being lost in all of the talk. Do you believe that to be the case?
Obviously, Africans and Caribbean immigrants in the United States are a small segment of a larger immigrant population. But the fact is that those pro or anti-immigrant have put the face of Hispanics on the media, and to a certain extent, that's the image that resonates with the public out there. There are lots and lots of Caribbean immigrants in New York City. Africans have been coming to the United States out of a twofold process, one of which has to do with refugee resettlement from Africa, a process that began about 10 years ago when there were issues of inequity being raised, because at the time there were lots and lots of people who were being brought in from Asia or from the former Soviet Union. And although Africa has a large refugee population, in fact, the largest refugee population in the world, the United States government failed to address that issue for quite a long time. And therefore, a number of African refugees have come to the United States and settled in the United States. But they have been resettled in places such as Minnesota, Oregon, some in Texas, and so on. Not in the population centers where there are already African American or black immigrants.
In your position, you've been a leading advocate for human rights, U.S. policies toward Haitian refugees and immigrants. And I'm curious if you're concerned at all with the idea that Afro-Caribbean and African connections to the United States government are not seen by Washington as important as our relations with Mexico.
The organization that I lead, the National Coalition for Haitian Rights, began life about 25 years ago as a National Coalition for Haitian Refugees. Then I must say that there was a lot of emphasis being put on the inequities that the Haitian immigrants and refugees receive at the hands of the United States government. And for that reason, many of the then civil rights leaders, people like Bayard Rustin, Vernon Jordan, Reverend Ben Hooks, who was then leading the NAACP, joined forces with the Haitian immigrants and community leaders to demand that the Haitians be treated fairly and equitably. An unfortunate thing here is that the relations between the United States government and Caribbean immigrants take the image of the Haitian refugee and immigrants. So not a lot of emphasis, not a lot of publicity or limelight have been put on the Caribbean immigrants and of the English-speaking Caribbean in particular.
There seems to be, if polls are to be believed, a growing sentiment of anti-immigrants in this country. But what we are also seeing within communities of color is that same type of division, African-Americans against Cubans, Haitians, Africans. This has to be problematic with a group that one would believe would want to find some kind of not only bloodline connection, but the idea that you are still fighting to reach equal ground in this country.
I think that those who are opposed a so the continued immigration flows as it has been in the United States have done a great deal of effort to divide African Americans from immigrants, and particularly Caribbean and Haitian immigrants. And they have done so in a way that says, listen, if these people are allowed into this country, they are going to take away your job. They are going to take away your livelihood, and they're going to be relegating you to the back of the bus again, which is self-serving. The fact is that there's a number of educated African immigrants or Caribbean immigrants that come to the United States, it's relatively very small number. It's not a very large number compared to the overall immigration numbers. Second thing here is that obviously African Americans have to realize that by pulling these bright, intelligent people into the United States, they also shortchange the countries where these people have been educated. In other words, the country that has spent money on their education has lost some of the gains that come from education. And in my case, for example, in the case of Haiti, now, as you probably know, I mean, Haiti is one of the poorest countries in this hemisphere. Even though you have a number of Haitians, in fact, there are far greater number of Haitian doctors in the United States than, for example, that are functioning in Haiti. The other part of this equation has to do with the fact that the Haitians who become citizens of the United States must begin to join forces with African Americans in this country and flex their muscle, so to speak, so that their a greater share of assistance goes to countries like Haiti, goes to countries in Africa, which are the poorest in the world.
How concerned are you finally with the idea that while we watch the immigration bills be put through the rigors of Washington, the debate between the House, the Senate, and the president, will ultimately perhaps cause problems for those who are here legally in the country, but may give restrictions to them that heretofore they're not having to deal with?
Well, I'm very much concerned about the kind of immigration law that will eventually be adopted. I think all the versions that I have seen so far contain severe restrictions on the civil and political rights of the people who are immigrants, as well as those who would be in close connection with them. And I think that this is an issue that should be much more of a concern than it has been so far.
Jocelyn McCalla is head of the New York-based National Coalition for Haitian Rights. He spoke with NPR's Ed Gordon.